10 years ago, I hiked the Appalachian Trail from Mount Katahdin up in Maine down to Springer Mountain in Georgia. Everybody on the Appalachian Trail gets a trail name, something that's not their name, but they go by the whole time they're hiking the AT. My trail name was 10%. I hiked with a man named Buttercup. He preferred to go by the name BC because Buttercup wasn't quite the name he wanted to go by. Well, there's one other thing that everybody who hikes the Appalachian Trail knows about, and that's the concept of trail magic. And trail magic is when things come to you on the Appalachian Trail. I need something. I want something. And things just come together. Some people call it synchronicity, but trail magic is a great word for it. And I'm going to tell you a little story about trail magic. Well, it all starts about 400 miles into my hike, and I was hiking with Buttercup, the man. I called him BC, and we had been hiking for a while and guess wanted to do something other than just walk every day, and BC said to me, "Hey man, let's play the Appalachian Trail beer game." Huh, I thought, the Appalachian Trail beer game doesn't quite sound like my thing. Okay, how does this go, BC? All right, what we're gonna do is we're gonna find a beer and drink it every day for 7 days. Okay, I think I can get with that. Just one beer? Just one beer. Well, I can play that game real easily. I buy a six pack, carry it with me, drink one a day. No, that's not the game. The game is we have to find the beer each day and then drink it. On the trail? On the trail. Okay, well, I'll go for this. And we started hiking. Well, the first day, the second day, the third day, we kept coming to roads. We'd get to the road, we'd look down the road. There's a convenience store. Walk down the road, buy a beer, drink it. Success. We actually made it very, very, very smoothly for the first 5 days. But on the sixth day, it was a Sunday. And we hitchhiked our way to a little grocery store, a little convenience store actually down the road. And we got there, walked in, walked over to the beer cooler, and there was a sign on it. No beer on Sundays. Well, I guess we lose our game. 5 days in and lose on the sixth day. So instead, I bought a half gallon of ice cream and brought it out in front of the convenience store and sat on the ground and proceeded to eat the whole thing. When I was eating my half gallon, a man walked up to me and said, "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm hiking the Appalachian Trail." "No, I mean with that half gallon of ice cream. I'm eating it." "Well, you see, I was really wanting to just drink a beer today, but they don't sell beer on Sundays, so I'm eating a half gallon of ice cream instead." The man looked at me like I was slightly strange. "Well, where are you hiking tonight?" "Oh, just to the top of the mountain." "Okay, after eating a half gallon of ice cream?" "Yeah, give me energy." And after I was done with my half gallon of ice cream, I walked 5 miles up to the top of the mountain where some other friends were camped. We camped out that evening, and after eating dinner, when the sun had gone down, I saw a light coming in the distance. And it got closer. We realized it was a headlamp. And then, as it got closer, we shined our headlamps at that headlamp and saw that man that I had met at the convenience store. And he said, "I thought you might want a beer." And he pulled out of his backpack a six-pack of beer and handed it around to everyone. 6 days in a row. Well, BC and I were pretty excited about it at this point. But as we looked at our guidebook, we realized that the next day, we had to hike 18 miles just to get to the next road where we could possibly hitchhike to a convenience store to buy beer. At least it wasn't Sunday anymore. But we decided we were going to do it. We were strong hikers. We had hiked 400 miles. We can do 18 in a day. So we strapped on our backpacks early the next morning and we walked as fast as we could those 18 miles across the mountains. And we walked and walked. And when we finally got to that road, the sun was getting low in the sky. But it was a good road for hitchhiking. There was a little pull-off for a car to stop for you, even a railroad track in the distance to make it look a little extra picturesque with the sun setting. And so BC and I, two tall, bearded, smelly men with backpacks, stepped out onto the road and stuck our thumbs out. How many people do you think picked us up? Yeah. People kept whizzing by in their cars. Some people would give us a thumbs up too. That wasn't what we wanted. So finally, after car after car after car passed us, I said, "BC, I don't want to eat my dinner in the dark. Let's just go set up our camp and give up on this game." BC said, "No. We can't do that. It's the seventh day. We're about to win the Appalachian Trail beer game. But we gotta wait for the golden ride." The golden ride? Yes, the golden ride, the perfect ride. It's going to come. It's going to pick us up. Everything's going to be perfect. Okay, I'll wait one more car. So BC and I stepped back out into the road, stuck our thumbs out, smiled, and there in the distance, a car was coming. You see a little dust being kicked up from behind it. And as it got closer, we realized it was a pickup truck. A pickup truck. Perfect. Pickup trucks like picking up hikers because they don't have to have us in the cab with them. Well, as it got even closer, the sun glinted off the windshield, and then we noticed it was a golden pickup truck, painted metallic gold. And that pickup truck pulled to a stop right next to us. The man in the cab rolled down his window. Where do you boys want to go? Well, I said, we actually just want to go to a convenience store, buy a beer, and come back to the trail. Well, what kind of beer do you want? We were in Vermont. I'd like a long trail blackberry wheat. I know just where to find one, he said. Hop in the back. So we jumped in the back of his truck. He drove us 5 miles to a convenience store. We went in, bought long trail blackberry wheat beer. We got back in the back of the truck. He drove us back to the trailhead. We hiked off into the woods, set up camp just as the sun was setting, and we toasted to the golden ride. Now that's trail magic.